What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pod Podcast. This is your host, DJ, aka 509 Reasons. And we in the building. Listen, I got a guest here. I got my boy Rick. He's in the building. Go ahead. Introduce yourself, what you got going on, all that good stuff.
Yeah, man. First and foremost, you already know, man, I'm excited to be here. I'm glad to finally be able to link up with you, have a nice official conversation on wax. So thank you for the invitation.
You already know.
Like you said, man, my name is Rick. I'm known as Rick Nautic on these internet streets. I got a new podcast coming out soon, the Mr. Eccentric Podcast, man. And I'm just here to have some dope conversations with my guy, man. So you already know.
You already know, man. I'm glad you could come through. You know what I'm saying? And also let them people know what the link is as far as like Instagram, how they can find you and all that
stuff. Yeah. You can find me on Instagram, on Twitter. It's at Mr. Eccentric. So it's MREsentric. Mr. Eccentric. Podcast is going to be launching sometime in the next month or so we are finalizing a few things, getting some things together, recording a couple of additional episodes just to kind of have a backlog and whatnot. So we'll be releasing soon. We'll be on all streaming platforms and whatnot. So you know, meantime, follow the socials and you'll stay up to date for sure.
Bad. I see what you did there. You got the I see you put the name in Mr. Eccentric.
Okay, you feel like
look what he's doing.
You know?
Well, I bet you, man.
Working it, you know.
okay. No, that's dope, man. We're looking forward to hearing what you got going on. You know, welcome to the podcast world.
Yes,
I know
sir,
you're excited. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, very. And you already know I'm gonna need to have you on my side at some point too. So we're gonna work through that.
Shoot, all you gotta do is let me know. You feel me? That's it.
Yes, sir.
Let's just get right into it, man. The hot topic of the night going into the week. We don't know how long this is gonna be going on for, but yeah. There's this event last night called the Oscars, I think. Mm-hmm. A lot of, if you ain't know
event,
about it,
small
you,
event.
You know what I mean? Like if you ain't know about it before, you know about it now. Especially yeah. if you're from the hood, you ain't never heard of it, you know about it now. You feel me? I don't know, man. First off, I guess we gotta give the backstory, right?
Yeah.
So there's the Oscars, which is the award show where people win awards for movies, filmmaking, best director, best actor, stuff like that. And the host was Chris Rock.
Well, he was just presenting this year.
Okay. See, yeah, I appreciate you checking me because I wasn't even watching. This was just like some surprise stuff.
Now, he's hosted in the past, mm-hmm. and you know, there is a past with this whole situation. So there has been mm-hmm. some shenanigans when he's hosted, but mm-hmm. This time around he wasn't hosting.
Okay. See, man, matter of fact, you go ahead. I want you to explain. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, like I mentioned, I know he's hosted in the past before, and there's been mm-hmm. some comments made in the past before as well. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll probably touch on that in detail as we go along. And, you know, he was presenting yesterday, and mm-hmm. it was just like the crazy thing is, like, do you actually watch the Oscars normally or no?
Not anymore.
Yeah, same thing with me. You know, I'm a big movie guy, but I don't really watch it. I just happened to turn it on yesterday, and I turned it on at the right time because it was like maybe 5 or 10 minutes before it happened. So I'm just you know, in the room chilling, laying back. I was like, yo, let me just put this on just to watch. You know,
watched it live.
You know, so yeah. It was crazy because it happens, and you know, and. And I understand a lot of people thinking it's fake. I understand why, because initially I thought it was fake too, because the way mm-hmm. it happened, if you're watching it live, you know, he laughs first.
First off, you have to explain what had happened.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, let's not assume everybody knows what had happened.
So we know
Chris came out there, you know, it's the Oscars, you're a comedian, mm-hmm, you're gonna make mm-hmm. jokes. That's the MO, you know, you get on stage and you haze people, you know.
Yep.
And he made a joke that obviously many have found in poor taste, regarding Jada having her head shaved, you know, because of the, you know, disorder that she has her losing her hair. So he made a joke about that, you know, pretty much saying G.I. Jane 2 coming out soon, the original G.I. Jane movie. I think it was Demi Moore who had her hair shaved, you know. So, and, you know, as soon as he makes a joke, even me, I'm just like, my first time, I was like, that's not even funny. Like, it's 2022. Like, how many people even know the G.I. Jane reference at this point?
Got you
know
you.
What I mean? Like, outside of us old folks, you know. So I didn't even think it was funny at first. So you go through and then, like I said, Will laughs at first. And then it cuts back to Chris. And then you could tell something happened because he's like, what, you know?
Yeah.
And then Will is walking up there. And the whole time in my mind, Chris is giggling. He's laughing. So I'm like, all right, you know, this is some bit. And then, you know, he snuffs him. And that's what he did. Like, let's call it what it is. He snuffed him.
Open hand.
That's an open hand snuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. It ain't a punch. It ain't a smack. You know what I mean? Like, it's right in between. But the surprise factor of it, to me, that's a snuff, you know? Because you could tell Chris ain't know what was going on. He had no idea until it was about to happen. You know what I mean? So
the crazy part about that was, like, I was watching Snowfall last night because I was out all day. I'm watching Snowfall, just eating some chicken wings, whatnot, just chilling, just about to take it down for the night. And then I have a cousin's chat on my phone.
Yeah.
And the phone's just going off right now.
Blowing up, right? Group chat was lit last night.
You know what I mean? What? I'm like, it's doggone 10, 11 o'clock. What's going on right now? So I'm looking, you know, I'm not really paying no mind. I'm like, is this like a, maybe it's a sketch or something? So I just, you know, I put that thing on. I put Snowfall on pause because I don't want to miss nothing. And I'm Googling and I'm not seeing nothing yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking like, okay, this is probably just a skit that happened at the Oscars, whatever. I'm not paying no mind, but it keeps on going.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I got to go to my alternate news source. I got to go to Instagram. Show enough. I didn't see the part where he told a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw the part when he got on stage and smacked the shit out of him. Like, listen, I said, "Ho, this ain't no sketch." And then you see Will turn around with that crazed smile, like
exactly. That was satisfaction, and that was another thing because in the moment, you assume it's fake. So even then, it's like, oh, he's smiling. That had to be fake. He couldn't have hit him, right? And then again, live, you know, like you had the benefit of seeing it after the fact, where we know what happened, so they're showing you what happened.
Yeah.
When it's live, you don't know, you know. So he's walking away. And then as he's walking, because, you know, they do these things. Yes, it's live, but they do these things with like a 15 or 20 second buffer so they can, you know, censor on the fly just in case.
Yep.
So he walks away. And the whole part about where Chris says Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. We don't hear that.
they killed
the sound immediately. Right. So they killed the sound. And then I guess, again, the camera in real time is going back and forth, but then they cut the feed and it's like it was lagging, you know?
Yeah.
So in that moment, again, I'm confused because I'm like, okay, y'all just ran this bit and then now there's a technical issue. What's going on?
Right.
So then it came back and we see Will. It's still silent. It's still mute,
but it's
we
mute.
See him and I could read his lips and I'm like, oh, Will just said, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. I was like, I know how to read lips. I know what he just said. I didn't need the sound to know that, you know? So it wraps up awkwardly. It goes off. And then that's when, at that point, I'm sitting there like, hey, that shit was real. you know, immediately, you know, as it wraps up, I'm looking like the way I could tell Will's demeanor, even though I didn't have the sound on, I could read his lips clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris Rock's demeanor afterwards, the awkwardness, like immediately I was like, oh shit, this is real. That really just happened. So that's when I jump on Twitter immediately. You know, I had to go to the hood.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta go to Black Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Figure it out. Okay.
I had to jump to the hood to get answers. I was on Twitter heavy. So the Japanese joint dropped because the Japanese joint didn't send it.
They didn't cut it out.
So they had to. So that's when I start. Mm-hmm. When I see the whole thing go down, I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm. But crazy. But did you notice like the reactions of other people, especially the one with Lupita Nyong'o?
Yeah.
The face are like, Yeah. The little, you know what I'm saying? It's wild. It's wild.
Yeah. And I would imagine it's the same mindset, right? I would imagine everybody in the room initially is thinking, okay, these are two comedians. This is the Oscars. This might be something that stage until you start reading the room and seeing what's going on. And you're like, nah, this looks like he really just smacked the shit out of him.
No, I don't think they thought like we did. I'm sure the way he hit him, they heard that shit.
Yeah.
They heard that smack. Wild. Yeah, that was real tough. But I'm gonna tell you what though, Chris Rock took it like a champ, literally and figuratively. Because that man did not move. That man really did. He got smacked. His 2 feet was down. So I don't know. I feel some type of way for. But well, I don't know if he smacked him hard enough, because Chris Rock kind of small. He really stood straight. So
I think like there's a slow mo joint that I seen. And again, you know, it's crazy because we're breaking this joint down like it's like Super Bowl like film, you know? Yeah, for real. Like it's a heavyweight bout, and we breaking down the highlights, you know. But there's a slow mo joint I seen, and to me, I feel like about halfway through the swing, you can see where Chris is like, oh, this thing is about to slap me. I feel like he realized it late, and I feel like he kind of braced him. He started to brace himself, you know, and then like you can even tell he starts loading up. Like it looks to me like Chris started to load up and, you know, kind of was like, nah, we at the Oscars.
He let him slide. Like,
let's just let this rock where it's at right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because that's what it looked like to me. Like the fist was starting to ball off, the shoulder was starting to lean a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like it looked like Chris was about to be like, nah, we gonna shoot one live on TV, you know. So, but like you said, he took it. Number one, he kept it moving. Made it through the segment, you know, kept it as professionally as possible in that situation. So definitely shout out to him for how he handled that.
So now that we done broke down the fight film for this event, now to another area of this particular incident. So I don't know how you were receiving like people's reactions throughout Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all that good stuff. So once I found out it was real, it was like, wow, slept it over.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up this morning and just kind of reading the temperature of the room and trying to figure out what actually happened. And then that's when I found out he had made the joke about G.I. Jane and Jada Pinkett's hair.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a couple things that went through my head. One of the main questions I had was the intent. And what I mean specifically by intent was, did Chris Rock know that she had the alopecia condition? Because as much as people would like to assume that everybody knows everybody's business, not even everybody in the room knew she had alopecia. I didn't know she had alopecia, right? So the question was, did he know about the alopecia? One, that's one. Two, if he didn't, was he wrong for that? And can he get a chance to apologize instead of just, you know? So I had put something on Facebook, which was just like, I don't know if you remember the Chevy commercial, Like a Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I just put that. That's all I did. I just put Like a Rock. You know what I'm saying? And that brought on some attention, which I wasn't expecting. So
yeah.
This morning I had time, so I was going back that and forth. Too. You notice that? I had time this morning.
I saw that.
Yeah. So I'm not mad at what I'm not for or against what Will did. What Will did was understandable.
Yes.
Especially if you're acting out of emotion, somebody talk about your family. I'm not for or against, but I understand why.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the fact that people, I'm a person that's against the cancel culture, right? And that's why I wanted to know if Chris Rock knew, because if he didn't know, he was just making a joke. That's what comedians do. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't seen the part about as far as whether he knew or not. I haven't seen anything on that yet. What I did see is that he did not write the joke. Apparently, the writers for the Oscars actually wrote the joke. So it wasn't his own joke. As far as whether he knew or not, I'm not 100% sure. As from what people are saying, they are friends, but who knows what that really means in Hollywood,
right?
You know, so you would like to assume that he knew, but again, we don't know, you know. You hit the nail on the head, bro. Like, there's a lot of picking sides going on today.
Yeah.
And you know, and as safe as it sounds, the answer, both things can be true. Like, you know, so we start on the first. I want to tackle the Chris Rock side. Like, the people that are saying, like, oh, you know, Will's a celebrity, Will and Jada a celebrity, they put their business out there, you know, for the world to see and bear and this and that. So they gotta deal with what comes with that. You know, comedians are going to make jokes. Everybody's going to make jokes. All these other people have made jokes. He ain't do nothing. Why all of a sudden now he did it, you know? So that's like the narrative that's running and running and running. Okay, cool. You're right. You know, in that aspect, you are correct. But if that's your mindset, and if you have that same belief, then logically you have to also agree with the fact that if Chris Rock does decide to go on and make these jokes, the consequence to that is that somebody might slap the shit out of him. You know what I mean? So
it's the same thing. It's with the territory. Yeah.
So if you're telling me that, hey, they put their life out there so it's fair game and people could talk about it, okay, cool. People can talk about it. But if somebody takes offense to that and there's repercussions to it, they gotta deal with that too, you know? So let's not play that game and then be like, oh, he had no right to do this. He had every right to react the way he decided to react.
Facts.
Because here's the thing. I'm a husband. So from my angle, that's how I looked at it immediately, you know? Is that the way it should have been handled? Absolutely not. On that stage, no less, absolutely not. That was the horrible time, like the epitome of wrong time, wrong place, Will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, who am I to tell a man how to react when he feels his wife is being disrespected in front of him? Because I'm married and I know if somebody's disrespecting my wife, I can't tell you how I would react, because I'd have to be in the situation. And however I did react, that ain't for nobody else to judge, because I'm gonna do what I feel is necessary. If I feel like somebody's disrespecting my wife, you know, so that's the thing I feel like people gotta take into account. You know, it's easy to just say, oh, well, they do all of this stuff and they do all of that. There's the entanglement and why he ain't jump on August like that and this and that. Y'all don't know these people's lives, you know. At the end of the day, we don't know these people's lives. And it's one thing I always say, number one with a bullet, stay out of other people's marriages, man.
You feel me?
Like, the celebrity thing don't change that. Even if they give you bits and pieces of information, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, we can't sit here and act like we know these people and know what's going on. You know, everybody talking about, yeah, Will Smith did that, Will Smith did this, Will Smith did that. Look, all I seen was a husband in a split second moment say,
yeah,
I'm about to slap the shit out of this dude for talking shit about my wife. And that's gonna happen 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, was that the place to do it? Maybe not, but
yeah,
like you said, who am I to tell a man what to do in this particular situation? We're not in that man's shoes. But like I said, this is what comedians do.
Yeah.
Comedians rational people in the crowd, and they caught eyes, and that was something that was just in it. Oh, but well, you said the joke was written. It was pre-written.
Yeah, it was written by the crew. Yeah, it wasn't something that was off the top, and it wasn't something that Chris himself wrote. But if it's written, I would imagine it would have been rehearsed already. So it had to be something that at least he knew was in the script. But again, like we talked about before, you know, there's a history there. You know, so there has been other times where Chris has made jokes about Will and Jada specifically, you know, and apparently there's been a history there. Of course, you know, there's all the other stuff in the media surrounding them and their marriage too. I mean, it could just be a situation where he had reached his boiling point, because I think it's a combination. And I saw another video, and I wish I could give credit, and I can't remember who posted the video off the top of my head, but it was a really good video, just kind of breaking down some of the, you know, analyzing some of the mental aspects, you know. It's like people like, well, you know, well, why was he laughing first then, you know? And the person made a great point that when you're in that situation, like a lot of times that is what you do, you know, you laugh and be a part of the joke, even though the joke is about you, you know, like when you get so conditioned to do that, like when you know, as a defense mechanism, yo, I'm gonna go out here and they're gonna have jokes about me. I gotta take it. I gotta bite the bullet. I gotta suck it up and put on a face. So when you start doing that over and over and over and over and over again, that's a natural reflex. You know, I could totally understand where, you know, in his situation, that could just been the natural reflex. Oh, here comes another joke being thrown our way. And you laugh initially. And then it's like, wait, hold on. What did he say? And it's like, oh, wait, hold on. And then you look at your wife and like, yeah, I know. I just heard what he said. No. That one's not going to fly. You know? So I think, again, for the people that are looking at it immediately at face value, just like, oh, is like as if it's this black and white situation. It's really not. There's a lot of things that's going to go into, you know, the emotional mindset of somebody to get to that point, to do something like that in that situation, in that moment. That was like a tipping point joint where it's just like, nah, man, like this is enough. I've had enough, you know? And I'd hope that, you know, I think Will's the type of person that, again, I don't know this dude, he's a celebrity. Who knows what his mindset is. But I would like to think that he's the type of person that at some point, I think he will address it and kind of, speak his piece. So I'll definitely be interested in, I don't think he's going to shy away from it. Let's put it that way. He ain't going to shy away from it, just sweep it under the rug and keep it pushing. So I'd be interested to see how much detail. He doesn't owe us anything. In my opinion, he doesn't owe us anything. Because again, any husband who stands up for his wife, however he sees fit, doesn't owe me an explanation. You know what I mean? Outside of my wife is being disrespected and I had to slap the shit out of that dude. You know, like, well, go ahead then, bro.
It's going to be on that red table talk, I'm sure. You know, you know what I mean? So I'm seeing all the Facebook comments talking about if that's my man, he better move like that. And I thought that was super interesting. And like, I like to think from a perspective of reality. And just like you said earlier, you don't know how you would react if that was to happen to you, which is an answer I love and respect, because you don't know. There's so many different variables that could be in it. You could be with your kids and who's around me? Where are we? Will my safety be in danger if I engage? Will my whole family, you know what I'm saying? There's so many different variables. So I respect the answer. You don't know until you're actually in that particular situation. But the fact that I was seeing so many people saying like, oh, if that's my man, then he should do this. Or some of the guys were saying, oh, this is what I'm gonna do. We're adults now. When people was talking about our mama in middle school, high school, we gonna throw down. That's a fact, that's easy. Yeah. Because we're gonna get suspended, we're gonna get a referral. There's no real repercussions for that. That's just a little slap on the wrist, but now it's adults. My boy, if you slap somebody, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chris Rock. He didn't press charges because he wasn't going to do that. I don't see any situation why he would do where he would do that. But let's say he did press charges, right? Now the law's in the hands, you get charged, you got to deal with bail, you got to go to court and this, that, and all
that. That ain't for everybody.
That ain't for nobody. Y'all ain't got Will Smith money.
We ain't got, we ain't bankrolling like that. It ain't for everybody.
What? If you go to jail, you going there for a few hours, my boy. And you're not getting out until bail comes. So if you got bail money, all right, rock with it. Do your thing. I say, but now you get charged. You mess around, get assault charge, battery charge on your record. And you supposed to, like, I was going to the perspective, like, you supposed to be the breadwinner, right?
Yeah.
Unless you got a business. How you expect to get another job? Explain that. You know what I'm saying? So like, there's all these perspectives. This is chess, not checkers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But these are the things. I was gonna say it goes to that mindset too. That horrible fantasizing and fetishizing about that fake social media world. You know what I mean? It's like everybody who's on the opposite side of their IG account or the opposite side of their Twitter. You know, more often than not, isn't really who they say they are or who they portray to be or even who they say they want to be. to that point. You know what I mean? So lots of keyboard warriors talking about, yeah, this is what I would do. Oh yeah, I'd be there too. And this is, and I'm like, all right, cool. You know, because shit gets real and you got to make decisions in a split second, you know. It ain't all sweet, man. It ain't all roses, bro.
No, I be trying to say that. I'm like, damn, look at all the superheroes out today, man. All the Monday morning quarterback. I'm about to talk about what you going to do with. Man, that's why, to me, I was just like, man, everybody slow down, relax, family, you just be quiet.
Yeah. Sit this one out.
Yeah, just sit out. Just chill.
Let Will and Chris handle that, and we just watch, man.
You feel me? How do you feel about white America's reactions to this?
Yeah, it's wild. And you know, listen, man, let's call a spade. We ain't going to sit here and try to sugarcoat. I already know you be stirring the pot, so we're going to talk respectfully and seriously, you know? That's obviously the worst part of the situation, right? Because, you know, white folks now who tune in to watch their precious little bullshit, boring ass Oscars, you know, this is what they saw and this is what they're going to attach to it. And this is the narrative they're going to run. You know, one of the things that I didn't even know, like I said, I don't really watch it that often. I just happened to stumble upon it, but apparently it was completely produced by an entire black cast for the first time ever, like, you know, directed, produced, like apparently the entire crew or, you know, all the main people in the crew were all black. For the first time ever. And, you know, and that sucks to know that was such a monumental piece of history with that show and the production of that show. And then now it's got this literal black eye attached to it. You know what I mean? So again, you already know your typical bozos are going to come running out and wagging their finger about, see, this is what they do, you know, you know, you can't give them anything, you know, and it sucks. Like, that part of it, I don't like at all, unfortunately. That's the thing that kind of, the stigma that's going to be terrible. It's funny, because a lot of people, I was in a lot of these group chats early on, and everybody's like, no, it's fake, it's staged. And I'm telling them, I'm like, yo, like, what would be the motivation? What's the benefit, in your opinion, for you to feel like it's staged? What do you think Will Smith and Chris Rock are getting out of this to stage this? Oh, it's publicity, it's money, this and that. No, like, this is horrible. If you decided to stage something like this, the most typical, stereotypical type of bullshit you could possibly put out, black on black violence, on the forefront, of this Oscar stage, this damn event and award ceremony that is so prestigious and so heralded, and you think that these two pillars of that community, two of the most successful black men to ever be in this industry, would sign off on engaging in something staged like that? Come on, man. Like, y'all look crazy if you think that was staged. And they were like, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, let me come up on stage and slap them. Yeah, but let's do that.
You see where their mind is at, though. This is what they expect. Yeah.
It's that minstrel show, that dance puppet, like, you know, this is what we expect from you, and this and that. Now, the irony is, unfortunately, that's what we got in reality, nonetheless. You know what I mean? And it is unfortunate and it sucks. But, you know, I think that's the biggest thing, because you already know there's a certain sector of folks that's gonna pounce on this. They're gonna snatch the Bible and the rosaries and be like, oh, look, this is what we're talking about. Yeah. Wagging that finger, you know what I mean? So that part of it definitely does suck, you know. It really does.
Yeah, because I was just randomly, you know how you just randomly jump on Facebook, and one of the first comments I see is one of my white colleagues, someone I used to work with, he had posted about the Oscars. And he's talking about how happy he was for Will to win the award, but then proceeds to say how it's a shame that this happened and he wasn't ready for this and that. And it proceeds to say, it's cool that he apologized to everybody in the audience, apologized to the Academy, to the Oscars, but didn't apologize to Chris Rock. And then that's where I was like, okay, man, like, this one's for the culture. But once again, this is people just, you know, giving in their two cents and acting like they know what's going on. Like,
exactly.
And then, you know, starts talking about themselves on how they would, you know, how they would do it. It's easy for you to do from the outside looking in. Like, you don't know what it's like to be in skin like this. And you know, and then that's when I saw all, and then I just happened to go on Instagram and find all the white celebrities who commented on it, basically echoing the same thing. And I'm like, okay, this is a different world right here.
That's the other thing that sucks too. Cause I mean, again, we talked about it at the end of the day, what is it that happened, right? A husband standing up for his wife.
That's
a shell of it. It's a human situation, you know, something that literally could have happened anywhere with anyone. It's something that happens at any given time. It's just unfortunate that it happened with two Black men live on TV during the Oscars telecast, you know? So because of that, it ends up being something way more. You know, because again, this if this is something that happens in a nightclub, immediately you're like, well, you shouldn't have been talking about his wife, bro. You know, right? Plain and simple. If it happens on a random street corner, shouldn't have been disrespecting his wife, right? If it happens in a supermarket, why are you disrespecting his wife, right? But because it's two celebrities, two Black celebrities, it's live on the Oscars, it's this way bigger thing. And, you know, unfortunately, they're going to have to deal with that, you know?
How do you think this goes forward? Do you think they'll be able to make amends? Where do they go? How do we go forward?
I mean, it's tough. It's still fresh, you know, we're less than 24 hours after this thing has happened. You know, that's number one. I know Diddy apparently came out and said, oh, everything's all good. They squashed it afterwards at an after party or something like that. Who knows? We ain't heard from either one of them about it. I know now they're saying that I guess the Academy itself is opening up an investigation into Will Smith's conduct or whatever. And so, like, is there grounds for them to take his Oscar away? And you know what I mean? It's like, again, it's a whole mess, you know? And to me, it's much ado about nothing. At the end of the day, these are two grown-ass men. Let them handle it. Chris Rock decided not to press charges. He didn't. Now, if they get together, shake hands and squash it, good. If they get together, shoot a square one, you know.
You feel me?
And keep it pushing, they good. It doesn't matter, you know, one way or the other. Let them take care of it at this point. Again, I think, unfortunately, the optics of it being on the Oscars makes it seem like everybody else got to get involved and have an opinion and come up with a solution to something that's really just everyday random bullshit, to be honest, you know? So where do we go from here? I think we continue to hear a lot of nonsense about their relationship first and foremost. That's going to continue to be under scrutiny as far as what they do between themselves as men going forward. And then beyond that, I know to talk about, you know, taking the Oscar away, it's already started, and that won't die down anytime soon. So we'll see what that kind of looks like.
I mean, everything that happened, it happened. It's already in the past. And it's like, if you take the Oscar away, what you gonna do? You gonna give it to the next person up? Yeah. Now, does the next person up think they're worthy of it? Like, you already lost. Like, I got my award from Will Smith. I'm the second best actor. You know what I'm saying?
That kills me all the time, where, like, you know, college football does that all the time, where they'll go back and investigate some nonsense, and then now you got to take Reggie Bush's Heisman away. Like, bro, we seen him win it. Like, what you mean you taking it away? Like, he's the winner. Like, that's it. Especially if you ain't going to give it to somebody. So what they going to do? They going to take it from Will. They going to give it to Denzel. Denzel just going to be like, here, Will, take your shit back.
Yeah. Right.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
That's just wild, man. It's just wild, man. It's all fake. And this is basically why I didn't care to watch the Oscars anyways, because I know we've been deserving of these awards for years. We have never, or we rarely get the acknowledgement outside of being prostitutes or slaves.
Yeah.
Crooked cops. Shout out to Denzel.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? That's the only time they want to give us the awards, when we're actually playing that stereotypical Black person doing some corrupt, wild shit. Mm-hmm. I'm saying so.
And honestly, it's funny because I feel like it's a bit of ironic karma too, like the way you spelled that out, because that was one of the things. There was a lot of talk coming into the Oscars that, like, they were trying to deliberately make it Black. You know, like, they wanted to deliberately make the Oscars Black because of a lot of that backlash that they've been getting over the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. And they went out and got this all Black crew to produce it. They wanted to make sure they had some Black winners. Everybody knew Will was going to win this thing. Like, that was like that was the worst kept secret in Hollywood. Like, it was a given. And, you know, like many said, apparently I haven't seen the movie yet, but apparently mm-hmm. the movie isn't really that great. And it's nowhere near one of his better performances, you know? So mm-hmm. you could tell it's just a situation where it's like, nah, we've been mm-hmm. shitting on Will for a while now. He deserves this. Let's go ahead and throw him a bone, you know? And, you know, for them to deliberately go out and try to OD and sell us on, hey, you know, we have Black friends. Hey, we're the Oscars. Yeah, look at all of our Black friends. We can give them some awards. And then for them to actually get some real nigga Black shit happen on the show.
Oh, my God. I didn't even feel the appeal to watch the movie. I ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about my black support and all that, but I just didn't feel. I know I watched one day, but I'm not like, yo, I gotta go see just pay per view. You feel me?
Yeah.
But there's so many performances that he has had that like is definitely worthy. Concussion. One of my mm-hmm. favorite movies is what's that thing? 7 Pounds, I believe. It's like a heart movie. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Then he had the what was the other drug we had? Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness,
Ali, you know,
yeah. I guess he got movies under his belt, mm-hmm. but this one, you know what I'm saying, is that's not to diminish his performance because I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's a what do you call it? Like a biopic of.
It's essentially a biopic of daddy, of the Williams daddy. You know, Richard Williams, you know, so. But yeah, I mean, like I said, just like we mentioned, I haven't seen it, so I can't say nothing about it. But most people, from what I hear, that's what everybody's saying was like, nah, they just this is forced. Yeah, this is an alley-oop. Like, yo, let's just go ahead and, you know, whatever no matter what movie he would have made this year, it's like, all right,
see,
whatever. Let's give him his token Oscar, you know?
See, all the more reason why I don't want to watch the bullshit. I'm tired of us trying to be like, yo, where's ours? It's like, fuck this now. I'm over it. Like, we have our own platforms. We could stream and all this and all that.
Yeah.
We could do our own thing as far as, like, you know, acknowledging each other for our greatness. You know what I'm saying? So,
fact.
That's easy for me to say. Fuck the Oscars. Fuck the Academy Awards.
like Chris Rock, you know what I'm saying? What did he say? It's like you turning down Rihanna's panties. Like, you weren't invited.
You weren't invited. I think I can't even get to the movie theater, but goddamn. But well, my feeling still remains. Fuck that shit. I don't give a fuck.
But
folks, man. It's a Stir in the Pot special edition. This is the after the evening coverage of the Oscars hood shit. I don't know.
Yo,
I might have to edit that out because that just made me sound
professional. That shit was a little extra.
Yeah, that was too much. You probably gonna hear the bleeps, guys.
Yeah, that shit was a little extra.
You're right.
We had to cut the feed like the Oscars did.
Yeah, you feel me? That's exactly what's gonna happen.
They gonna read your lips though.
Yeah, they gonna be like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh
yeah,
man.
But Zog, man, it was good having you on, man. It was just like
a
quick one, touching on the Oscars, man. Appreciate you pulling up with your knowledge, your opinions.
Like I said, I appreciate the invite. We've been trying to get this on wax for a minute, man. So yes. I'm glad we got the first one out the way. Looking forward to many more, B.
All right, you already know, man. I'm looking forward to coming on Mr. Eccentrics podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's legit in the background. I gotta keep saying that.
It's right there. Let's back out again and give it the, you know.
Man. My dog got money, man. You see how he got the little ice in the back, man.
Nah, that's just a little change. That's some change, man. One of my kids' piggy bank fell over the other day, so you know.
Hey man. I ain't mad at that. One more time with your social media, so that way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Once again, it is your boy Rick. My personal social media is Rick Notic. RicNotiq. That's my personal stuff there. All the podcast stuff will be at Mr. Eccentric. That's at Mr. MrEscentric. So that's on Facebook. That's on Instagram. That's on Twitter. Mess around. I have a Snapchat. Might do a little YouTube. Who knows, man? So I'm gonna try to put myself out there. Give y'all plenty opportunities to jump on and listen to the bullshit I gotta say.
Bro, you did all that and you didn't even say TikTok, man.
You ain't with the shits. Nah, you right, man. My son will be ashamed of me for not shouting out the TikTok.
That's my bad.
We TikToking too.
Hey, you already know what it is. All right, everyone. So, everybody, man, thanks for coming to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. You already know you can find us on Facebook, Stirring the Pot Talks, Instagram, Stirring the Pot. No, see, I'm already messing my stuff up. Facebook, Stirring the Pot, Instagram, Stirring the Pot Talks, and holla at us. Let us know what you think, your opinions, and hey, it's good to have you. It's always good to, you know, have your ears for a few seconds. And I'll holla at you. He's here.